From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Lawmakers have approved the second of two health care bills, ending a long, bitter battle over the legislation. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer is concerned about the fallout. Chris Kaye of member station WNED in Buffalo says police there are investigating several threats against Congresswoman Louise Slater.
As chair of the House Rules Committee, Slaughter controls what bills make it to the floor for a vote. She says the amount of hatred that's been whipped up over health care is terrifying. The upstate New York Democrat admits she's very concerned that nobody gets hurt.
I have had phone calls. The latest one that we got said that there are trained snipers out there prepared to kill, I think assassinate was the word they used, assassinate the children of members of Congress who vote for this bill.
Police are now protecting Slaughter's grandchildren. Despite the threats, she insists getting the health care bill passed was worth it. Slaughter adds people sent her to Washington to do good things for them. For NPR News, I'm Chris Kaye in Buffalo.
The Vatican is accusing the media of a smear campaign against the Pope in the wake of reports about his handling of a sex abuse scandal as head of a Vatican office in the 1990s. Then Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger did not allow an abuse case against priest Lawrence Murphy to go to trial. The BBC's Duncan Kennedy says Murphy was accused of molesting 200 deaf students in Wisconsin.
In its editorial, Osservatore Romano speaks of the Pope's transparency, firmness, and severity in response to cases of sexual abuse by Catholic clergy, and said there was no cover-up in the case of Father Murphy. In its official statement, the Vatican said that the civil authorities had investigated the case and dropped it. It also says that no further action was taken against Father Murphy because of his ill health and because he had repented.
The BBC's Duncan Kennedy. Toyota is asking that more than 200 lawsuits against the car company be consolidated. The cases all allege safety problems with the cars. From member station KPBS, Amitha Sharma reports.
Toyota lawyer Kerry Dobson told a panel of federal judges in San Diego that the nearly 100 personal injury and wrongful death lawsuits stemming from sudden acceleration problems should be combined and go before federal judge Howard Matz in Los Angeles. Dobson said Matz should also handle dozens of class action cases against Toyota. She argued Los Angeles is a good venue because Toyota's headquarters are nearby. Class action attorney Mark Robinson says Los Angeles makes sense.
We're going to probably be taking 100 depositions of Toyota employees from Japan and from Los Angeles. We're going to need to take them in Southern California. The document depository are going to be in Southern California.
The court will decide in 2 weeks. For NPR News, I'm Amitha Sharma in San Diego.
This is NPR News. Former President Bill Clinton is urging aid groups serving Haiti's devastated communities to also help rebuild the Caribbean nation's government. Clinton, who is a special U.N. envoy to Haiti, wants donors to allocate 10% of their spending in Haiti to government salaries and employee training. He spoke to representatives of aid groups yesterday ahead of a donors' conference on Haiti to be held later today in New York. Members of the Hare Krishna religion and other groups may not ask for immediate donations at the Los Angeles International Airport. NPR's Kerry Khan reports on a California Supreme Court ruling in a case that began over a decade ago.
The state's high court ruled unanimously that a 1997 ordinance by the city of Los Angeles banning solicitation at the international airport was reasonable. The justices said that passengers at the busy airport are rushed and could miss their flights by intrusive solicitors. The court, however, left open the question asked by lawyers for the Hare Krishnas as to whether the airport is a public area where free speech is protected under the state constitution. A lawyer for the Hare Krishna religious group called the court's ruling disgusting and said it was the beginning of the end of free speech in California. Groups will still be free to preach at the airport but can no longer receive immediate donations. They could ask for them to be sent in at a later time. Kerry Khan, NPR News.
In the NCAA, number 5 seed Butler upset top-seeded Syracuse 63-59 in the West Regional yesterday. Second seed Kansas State outlasted number 6 Xavier 101-96 in double overtime, and top-seeded Kentucky beat Cornell 62-45. This is NPR News.